But before we get to all of that, it is Thursday. It is 4:30 on the dot, which means it's time to say hello to Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki is a sentient, AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Listen, guys, we've got a lot to get to. But first, what did you bums think of the job Big Raji, Roger Goodell, and I did with the NFL schedule? Pretty sweet, huh?
Wait, hold on. You helped Roger Goodell make the NFL schedule? What kind of impact could you possibly have?
Oh, oldest of Tikis, I had all the impact. I gave the Giants the toughest, most miserable, soul-crushing schedule ever conceived by man. I'm pulling out the big guns this year, the Bad Tiki big guns. I want Shane and Dabble gone so I can finally install my own regime. Head of football operations, Bad Tiki. Head coach Jordan Hudson's boyfriend after he gets fired. And for defensive coordinator Chris McMonagle, he can defend anything. You see how he defends Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman? He's a mastermind of defense.
Come on, Bad Tiki. Leave the Giants alone. We're trying to be positive about the team. Why can't you mess with the Jets schedule?
Oh, I did my little sloppy meatball, and it's pure poetry. Justin Fields faces his old team, the Steelers. Now, the Steelers don't have a quarterback yet, but just in case, I did a little favor for my old pal, AI Aaron Rodgers.
Namaste, friends. It's me, AI Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Bad Tiki, for this opportunity to confront the darkness within MetLife Stadium. I shall cleanse the negative energy from my time there with sage and shamanic breath work. I must release what no longer serves me by letting the body and mind cleanse together. What I'm saying is I'm going to leave an Upper Decker in Aaron Glenn's office toilet to release the bad spirits. It'll be weeks before he finally finds my little negative energy poopy. After that, I will score 70 points on the Jets, throw 10 touchdowns, reach Nirvana, and retire to a goat farm in the Andes where I shall become one with the alpacas. I am grateful to share space with you, friends. Peace and light to you all.
Wow, beautiful, touching, enlightening. Thank you, Aaron. Now listen, speaking of curses, we have to address the elephant in the room. And no, Sean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that weasel positive Tommy. Tommy went to game 5 in Boston. Knicks up 3-1. He ran his mouth. He touched the money. He guaranteed a series win against a team that's owned them all year. And what happened? The Knicks got embarrassed. Tommy is the Paul Revere of losses, a Boston folk hero. Tell him AI Big Papi.
Hola, amigos. It's me, AI Big Papi. First, I want to thank you, Positive Tommy. You are a Boston legend now, bigger than Dave Roberts versus the Yankees in 04. You turned the whole series around. You are the helmet catch butt for Boston. Tommy, you single-handedly killed the Knicks championship dream. We are going to hang a banner that say 2025 Eastern Semis Game 5 Celtic win on Positive Tommy night. Thank you for all you've done for the city of Boston. Love, AI Big Papi.
Hold on, Papi. Come on, man. Evan was there, too. We all know he's a mush. Did you ever just think maybe Evan was the jinx?
Evan? Come on. Evan dresses like an 1840s orphan and has the mind of a child. He wears Velcro sneakers for crying out loud. He's not responsible for anything. You should be thanking him. Evan, didn't you buy Tommy his ticket to the game?
Yeah, I did. That's very true.
Oh, hold on. We've got a call coming in. It's the AI mayor of New York, AI Eric Adams.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, AI Mayor Adams. Listen, people. Tommy accepted a free ticket under false pretenses. That's why the Knicks lost. That's unethical. Tommy accepting lavish gifts from a foreign entity like Evan Roberts automatically sealed the fate of the Knicks. Positive Tommy is now a vehicle for the curse. I personally would never do that. I would never betray our city. I would never accept opulent offerings from a foreign influence. I am a man of integrity. I will lead us. Unlike Positive Tommy, he's a backstabber. He's cursed. He's going to lose the series for New York. He's worse than Fat Joe.
Did someone say lose the playoff series in New York? Yeah, it's me. AI Fat Joe. Everyone knows I only curse the Knicks at home games, but Tommy, you took the curse on the road, baby. We're tag teaming this whole city. Remember when I ruined the Yankees in the World Series? Now we're doing it again. Knicks edition. Tommy, don't worry. I got you covered for game six. I'll make sure I'm there to destroy any hopes Knicks fans have. How do you feel about going back to Boston for game seven? Let's finish the job, baby.
Come on, Joey Crack. This is ridiculous. I did nothing
you
wrong.
You did everything wrong. Positive Tommy. You guaranteed a win. You woke up the evil spirits. You are the reason Fat Joe has returned. You cursed Josh Hart's blood. You dropped ice cream on your pants. You're the reason I am not the only Tommy clone. Oops.
Wait, hold on a second. I was aware of Negative Tommy. There's another Tommy clone.
Oh, right. Now is a good time to introduce my latest creation. Please welcome Driving Home from Boston Tommy.
I hate you, Evan. I'm never trusting you again. The TD Garden, the Celtics, and your Repo Bodega podcast, too. But the worst part is, none of this is Evan's fault. Positive Tommy, this is your fault. Why the f*** am I driving home from Boston in the middle of the night? Why did the Knicks lose by 25 points in a playoff game? Why am I friends with Paul Rosenberg? This is all your fault. You screwed me. I can't stand you. You f***ing loser, idiot face bag. This. I have a long, eternal drive ahead of me. I have to go. Take that to the bank. Driving home from Boston, Tommy. Out.
Wow. Beautiful rage. That's art. Thank you, Driving Home from Boston, Tommy. You may go now. My work here is done.
Wait, what the heck you mean? What work?
I lured Positive Tommy to Boston. I forever altered the Knicks' fortune. And just for fun, I created another clone of Tommy that will live trapped in one of the most miserable moments of his life for all of eternity. Bad Tiki is diabolical. That's some diabolical Bad Tiki.
Bad Tiki, why are you this way?
I do plenty of good. For instance, I helped out my good friend Cooper Flagg by switching around a couple stupid ping pong balls and ensuring he avoided going to a loser fan base like the Nets. He's going to be so happy in Dallas. Bad Tiki is good. Bad Tiki does good for the people. Okay, I must be going. Mrs. Roberts is waiting for me to catch up on episodes of 90210. We love that show. She won't watch it without me. Okay, bye, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
Thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, we should remind you, as well as AI Eric Adams and David Ortiz.
AI Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, and even Driving Home from Boston Tommy.
And Negative Tommy.
They are AI-generated beings, not affiliated with the real representatives of their real people, like
Fat
Tiki
Joe.
Barber. And Fat Joe, can't forget him. That is AI Fat Joe. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki and his friends do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, his friends, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki and everyone else is a real person with their own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Every Thursday at 4:30. Oh, real quick, before we get back to your calls, I asked Tommy about an hour ago to put a poll up because we were discussing who to blame most for the Knicks Game 5 loss because we each named who we blame the most. Tiki said Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
I said Karl-Anthony Towns. Sean said Jalen Brunson. And Tommy said OG Anunoby. We all had different people. So I said, put it up as a poll. Let's see what the people think. So according to Tommy's followers, my opinion won. Karl-Anthony Towns is getting 43% of the blame. Tom Thibodeau finished second. That was your decision. 25% of the blame. And there's a flat-footed tie between Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby sitting at 16%. So as of right now, Cat and Tibbs are taking most of the heat.
I think Cat is just easiest to blame because he's seven-footer who's supposed to be, as a $50 million player, great.
Yes, and he's a star player.
And
yeah.
There's too many games where he's not.
Yes.
Including last night.
100%. He's a star player who's come up small.
Right. Didn't score, and he made boneheaded defensive decisions.
Yeah, the boneheaded fouls to me bother me the most. And you see frustration allowing you to do dumb things for foul two and foul number three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot that's frustrating about Cat. And if the Knicks are going to close him out tomorrow night, they need better performances from their stars. And they've got two stars on this team. Tiki Barber, I'm sorry. I got Bad Tiki on my mind. Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson. Sorry, Bad Tiki gets to my brain sometimes.
Right.
David in Glen Rock has a comment on Bad Tiki. How are you, David?
Oh, my guys, I just have to tell you, comedic geniuses that you are, the greatest of all time Bad Tiki segment. And I'd like to know who we give credit to for the writing of that segment. Is that Moresh?
Well, we give credit to the AI-generated beings that they are.
Right? Why would you think Morash is that like intelligent?
Yeah, why does he immediately jump to Sean? Well, like I said, it's
okay. Do you think Tommy is that intelligent? I think Evan is that intelligent.
Leave it at that. I have no idea who does what. All I will say is I 100% have nothing to do with it.
Intellectually bankrupt.
And it would not be as funny if I did.
Here is my understanding on Bad Tiki. My understanding on Bad Tiki.
And by the way, it's not me. It's not me either.
He has less to do with it than anybody.
Right. I kind of want distance from it.
Right.
People hear it and they're like, why is Tiki crapping on everybody?